One of the other factors is we do a lot of work around hoarding and those that are about to lose their homes and severe hoarding situations. And we can't, we have the expertise, but it takes additional dollars. It takes, we're finding a lot of seniors and the living conditions are squalor, mm-hmm. which takes specialized equipment. It takes bins to clean them out. Then we have to look at repair. We don't have that kind of money. And so I'm really, really scared that we've uncovered this mental health issue in the community, because now it's under, hoarding is listed as an anxiety disorder, and we have the people and the expertise, but we don't have the monetary support that we can access, like other communities. For example, Kingston has their extreme clean program, mm-hmm. and they set aside, the city of Kingston, for those living in poverty and dealing with hoarding, about $25,000. And that's the city of Kingston. And that helps with bins, and it helps with people going in to clean, and it helps get people back into a support system. I would kill to have that kind of access.
So a program like that would help.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not even looking for staffing dollars. I'm just looking for the dollars that can go into the physical work that has to happen. Sometimes we have to call in pest control. We've been in situations where there's bed bugs and fleas, and that all costs money. I have to ensure people are safe. And again, the other piece is that we're going into someone's home. Mm-hmm. And this is their home. And the conditions of the home, yes, have warranted our involvement, but if we're involved, let us do the job properly.